Ionic.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting two hours a day from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. Today our class is focused on medicine. Dr. Julie Penix in the classroom. She's a 3 times PhD nurse practitioner. She's a college instructor. She works with Dr. Norman Shealy. She's been to our Get Prepared Expos. She's been on the air with us. And it's a delight to welcome Dr. Julie Penick to the broadcast. Welcome, Dr. Julie Penick.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I am well. Dr. Penick, it does not sound like you're driving in your vehicle for this broadcast. Is that true?
I'm actually on my cell phone sitting in my vehicle at the moment. Sometimes my daily schedule goes, you know, I'm always here, there, and everywhere. So probably the first hour today will be in my car somewhere. But yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Dr. Penick, I remember broadcasting with you at 70 miles an hour.
Now, the listening audience should know. Actually, I think that time I was driving. that's why a lot of people don't want to drive with me. I don't know what the deal is with that. But it's always a delight to be able to be on the radio with you. I love the conversation. I love the topics. I love that you have a very intense focus, educated in wanting to be even better educated listening audience. And so when we have the opportunity to talk about things in the medical community that we don't hear talked about very often, it's always exciting to me to be able to at least crack the door open for people who want to go on then and check the facts and make sure that this crazy little girl is got some semblance of truth there. Because quite honestly, a lot of the things that you and I discuss on the air are not only they're not what are heard commonly at a conventional healthcare provider's visit, they are quite contradictory oftentimes to what people hear at an average healthcare provider's visit. And this is what I say to people when they come to see me and I give them the information that I give them. It would be incredulous of me to think that you would check your brain at the door when you walked in my office. And so when they go to challenge me, I give them the references, I give them the resources, I send them to PubMed where I get most of my research, I send them to websites to get additional information, I send them to organizations, I reference books that I've read, and all of the books that I read, my authors that I read, have their list of references, you know, for the facts that they claim. And I'm always curious to understand why they want to come to my practice and challenge me on facts, when the only reason they show up in my office is because what the other model offered them either didn't work or they outright rejected it. So when they start asking me those questions, I usually have two responses. I don't have time to teach you what I know. If you want to know what I know, you go spend the money and you get educated like I did. And as you said in the introduction, I have 3 doctoral level degrees and I'm maybe not done. But anyway, and the other thing I say to them is, did you challenge the person who just aimlessly and blindlessly gave you a therapy that didn't work or that you just outright rejected? Did you challenge them about what they knew about those therapies, like you're challenging me about what I know about mine? I said, and if you did, if you took it that far, did they give you places to go and check their facts? And what do you think the answer to those questions typically are? No, of course didn't ask that person. They just accepted blindly that that person knew and had the facts straight, which we all know isn't always the case. And they didn't. And if they did challenge and ask the question, most often than not, they're not provided with reliable resources to go check out the information. And so I don't think they should check their brain at the door when they come into my office any more than they check their brain in the door when they go in. They shouldn't check their brain at the door anywhere because we are supposed to be taking care of ourselves.
Dr.
So
Penick,
we seek information from others to teach it. Go ahead.
Well over a year ago, I had an annual checkup with my doctor of many years. And the first thing that happens is the nurse will weigh me and check my height and see if I've gotten any taller. And so she writes this on the chart. The doctor comes in, he looks at the chart, and he goes, Vincent, you've gained a little weight here. I see you're up 4 pounds.
Wow.
Dr. Penick, you've seen me, right? I am not overweight. I'm not overweight. So he's jumping on me.
Now,
he jumps on me because
What was your BMI?
Go ahead.
If you gained weight, 4 pounds, what was your BMI?
I'm at like 21.6.
Yeah, and so for your listening audience, let's elaborate on that. Normal weight individuals are people who are considered in the range of 20 to 25. Below a BMI of 20, and you said you're at 21 point something, so you're well on the low end of that spectrum. Below that is considered people who are underweight, and above 25 are considered people who are overweight, and the people above 30 are considered obese, and over, I believe it's 40, is morbid obesity. So the reality is you're a normal weight individual, but yet your doctor wants to find something because you're so daggum healthy and they can't find anything to throw down your throat, right? They have to find something to yell at you for, so let's just kick on you gained 4 pounds in the last year. Because
right,
do you know why they do that?
Well, I'd love to know why, but go ahead, please.
Well, let me tell you why I think they do that. Because someone like you or I walks in their office and there's nothing wrong with us, and we're not on a bunch of pills, and so we don't have a need to be subjugating our personal power to them. And so when they do that, it's the only thing they can find. Oh, I see you've gained 4 pounds. That puts them in a position of power and authority, or so they think, over you and your healthcare choices.
Okay. Well, I can tell you what I said to him. I said, have you been in the waiting room? Have you seen the patients that are that are in the waiting room that have been there to see you and that are going to see you today? I mean, I'm within the top, 5% in terms of weight of where I need to be. And seriously, I couldn't believe it. And he looked at me and he's like, okay, I get it. And I challenged him to find, five people in the waiting room that are close to the, their correct best weight. And of course he couldn't, other than, Mrs. Finelli was there and her body mass index is probably close to mine. But, what I've noticed, a lot of us at USAPreparers.com, a lot of our instructors, not all, but a lot of us are, and I guess it probably is because we don't take direction very well. We ask lots of questions, and you mentioned, challenging the medical professional, and I did. I mean, first thing he said was, "Hi, Vincent, your weight's up," and the first thing out of my mouth was, "Hey, how's it going? Did you look in the lobby in the the waiting room?" So let's talk about you want to talk about Obamacare and some alternatives. Is that something you're up for?
Well, yes. I know a lot of people think that the conversation about Obamacare had died down for a while and now it's raging back up because they may be able to accommodate more people on the healthcare.gov website, but they're not able to accommodate them adequately. And in addition to being able not able to accommodate them adequately, because if they get above a certain level of users, we've all understood that they just then give you a message that says, we can't accommodate you now, we want to make an appointment with you, whatever. They're clear experts out in the field say that it's not a secure website, and that your personal information is at jeopardy by virtue of the fact that you might be putting your Social Security and your date of birth and all of those things out there for public. The experts say it's not even a need to necessarily be a terribly skillful hacker, that the website is very tenuous when it comes to protecting your personal information. And so it's not an ideal system, and I think most people, even those who were proponents of it before, even those who voted for it, under Pelosi's wisdom, you have to, like, pass the bill to find out what's in it. And I think what they're finding out is they're not real happy with what's in it, right? But I want to talk to you about the lunacy and the ludicrousy as some of the ways to get around that. I had a list here prepared for the last time we were going to talk, and I'm going to find it in my list of things to do. But let's talk about one thing, one viable option. One of the exemptions for people who do not want to be participants in Obamacare is that you can be a member of a health care ministry. Were you aware of that, Vince?
Yes. As a matter of fact,
Have you talked about that with your audience?
Massive delays. And I wonder if it's because we're talking about Obamacare. But I'm looking at the screen right now. We are experiencing massive problems on this communication. So we may be talking over each other unintentionally because there's such a delay between me and Dr. Penick and the network in Minnesota. But please bear with us. We'll try to fix that during the first break. But Dr. Penick, to answer your question, let's talk about the options that we have to escape Obamacare, if that's what we'd like to do. And one of the ways is to join the Nemenha. It's a congregation of Native American tribes. Nemenha, Chief Cloudpiler, is the chief. He's been to the Get Prepared Expo, and we've talked about it. And when we come back, I'll talk a little bit about how well that works, but I'd love to hear your responses as to alternatives to health care. Dr. Julie Penick's with us. We're experiencing a few problems. We're going to try to correct them during this break. So we'll be right back after these few commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're back. Dr. Julie Penix with us. She's broadcasting from the Springfield community in her car, but it's not going 70 miles an hour as has been done before. Tom just let us know that the delay that we experienced was significant. Tom, can you tell us about this, that delay?
Yeah, you happened to win the award for biggest delay that GCN has ever had. 2,000 milliseconds. Congrats.
Thanks so much. So we had a delay between us in Missouri and GCN, the longest delay of any broadcast. And so it was difficult for Dr. Penick to be in sync with us and hear what we're saying, because 2 seconds out, 2 seconds back, that's 4 seconds. Extraordinarily long in broadcast.
If I could say, it's 2 seconds between both of us, not 4 seconds. I just want to say it's the longest I've seen since I've worked here at Genesis. So there might be longer delays out there. I've never seen or heard of them.
Okay. Dr. Penick, we're talking about alternatives to Obamacare. And I'd like to share this with you. We had Chief Cloudpiler of the Congregation of Tribes, Nemenha, at the Get Prepared Expo, and we consecrated the grounds as sacred right there, and we posted on all the doors to the entrance to a city-owned property, which was the Cowan Civic Center, that these grounds were sacred, and that for government employees, they would have to apply for permission to be on the grounds. And this is the very first time that the police did not show up. The officials did not show up. The government employees didn't show up. It was unbelievable, because they were put on notice that they were responsible and will be held accountable for their own actions should they show up. And government employees do not like doing that. So what I'm saying is, it absolutely works when you put the government on notice that they would be in violation of a treaty with the indigenous peoples of America. So that works, and a lot of us at USAPrepares.com are interested in becoming Nemenha. I am one. Dr. Sheely is one. And there are other instructors at USAPreparedness.com who are Nemenha, have been spiritually adopted by the Church of Nemenha. So that is one way to practice medicine without becoming part of the Obamacare corruption. What are your thoughts?
Well, then, for my edification and the listening audience, when you say that is a mechanism in lieu of Obamacare, mm-hmm. are you saying that because being adopted by the tribe then allows you to have health care services done in the traditional fashions of the tribe?
We can practice medicine to our choosing.
To our choosing. Mm-hmm. So additional clarification, because I'm not adopted yet. I started the process at one time and didn't complete it. Does that mean then we can do it of our choosing and that we do not have to participate in Obamacare because we are participating in our traditional values through the tribal mechanisms and therefore become exempt like healthcare ministries do?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
well,
you know, let me share this with you. There are some who are concerned that we would be giving up our previously held beliefs to change them, to throw overboard our religious beliefs and practices for Nemenha. That is not the case. So, for example, I was raised Roman Catholic. I do not wear my religion on my sleeve. I do not go out recruiting people to become Catholic or to convert. And the Church of Nemenha allows us to have whatever beliefs we have, as long as our beliefs are in concert with their beliefs. So, for example, we believe that it's not good to harm the planet. It is not good to harm the community. It is not good to hurt other people. We believe that we should help each other. We should heal the planet. We should leave it better than we found it. We shouldn't pollute it. So if those are our beliefs and we feel strongly about it, we can apply to become Nemenha. In addition, we can keep our other beliefs. It's the best of both worlds, as far as I can tell. And
I got you, because I also was raised Roman Catholic, and I am an ordained minister. And the church that I'm ordained in has three tenet beliefs. One,
hold that thought. We're in a commercial break, and let's come back to that, okay?
On sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Julie Penick's with us, and she's a 3 times PhD, nurse practitioner, and we're talking about alternatives to Obamacare. Dr. Penick, you mentioned that you were raised also Roman Catholic and that you're ordained, and you were going to tell us about that.
Well, I'm ordained as one of my doctors is a theological doctor, so I'm ordained in that church. And a lot of my family kind of freaked out over that, thank you, because Roman Catholics are staunch in their belief systems, and they get a little queasy when people start, you know, moseying around outside of that. So the three tenets of the church that I'm ordained in, which is the International Science of Mind Church, are that we have a benevolent creator, that we have a soul that supersedes this vessel we need to carry it around, bound to the earthly domain, and that love is the greatest force in the universe. Now, when you look at Catholicism, there's nothing of those three tenets of the church that I'm ordained in that is in conflict with my Christian belief system. Nor, as you look at what you believe as a part of the Naminha, is any of that in conflict with our belief system. So those are two great examples of how people should not listen to what other people say and have people scare them away from valuable relationships in their life regarding personal daily choices when we live in an environment when so many of our choices have been taken away from us.
Well, that's why I had no problem joining Nemenha. However, there are some of USA Preparers who are concerned about that. Well, you know, Dr. Shealy was at our farm one day, and there were several of us talking about different things. And Dr. Shealy, as you know, you've worked with him, studied with him. He's a brilliant man. And he was talking about past lives, and that really upset a portion of the room, you know, who were listening to him. Now, I was fascinated by it because I just wanted to know more about past lives and how do you know who you were and so forth. And he invited me to participate in a past life regression, and I'm certainly willing to do that. And I'd be delighted to do that, and I don't think that that has any conflict with how I was educated or raised Roman Catholic. So I'm going to do it. And if it's a problem for a church, it's a problem for the church. It's not a problem for me. So I look at Obamacare as something that I don't want to participate in. I was talking to Mrs. Finelli, who handles those kinds of things for the family. And she was telling me that all of the health care premiums have gone up, you know, with Obamacare, except for mine. Now, mine went down a couple dollars, and I mean like a couple dollars. I don't mean 10. I mean a couple. And the reason it went down is because my deductible went up 50%.
So
I get to pay the first $7,500, you know, of my medical care as a deductible. So I'm not happy with Obamacare, and I can't wait to just use, probably next year what I'll do is I'll just cease medical coverage because I don't get anything out of it. I pay for it monthly, and I see my doctor who says, well, just keep on doing what you're doing. And I say, doctor, should I be taking vitamins? No, you get plenty of, you know, you get all that in the food you eat. Should I be doing anything different? No, just keep doing what you're doing. And by the way, your PSA is lower than mine. How come? And you're older than I am. Much older. Well,
don't make him mad, Ben. Don't make him mad.
Well, I didn't say it. I didn't even bring it up. He looked at the chart and took his glasses off, put them back on. I said, what? Like, how can this be? He's in his 40s. I'm in my 60s. I don't know. But anyway, so What are your thoughts about alternatives to Obamacare?
Well, I'm really intrigued about what you said about the Naminha, and you and I knew, because we have been around the rodeo for a long time, we knew that they were never going to be able to carry that off unless they forced young, healthy people who don't carry insurance because they don't necessarily feel that they're particularly at risk, particularly young people who have good lifestyle choices like you and I do. We know that at the heart of chronic disease development are poor lifestyle choices. And young people never felt that they were at great risk because they weren't diseased individuals. And if there were young people who made good choices, they weren't likely going to end up with chronic diseases. And so it's not going to work unless all these young, healthy people sign up and pay to cover the care of those who are unhealthy. Essentially, what we've done now is we are saying that you can be morbidly obese and you can continue to eat all junk food and you can continue to smoke and have poor lifestyle choices. And those of us who choose not to do that are now forced to pay for your health care. Because that's
right.
What we've done. That's exactly what we've done. And quite honestly, that infuriates me because I work really hard to maintain healthy lifestyle choices. I would love to go to the Christmas party and eat like my colleagues eat, and I would love to put junk food in my body. Although I tasted a piece of pizza yesterday, and to be perfectly honest, in the years that I've had great lifestyle choices, I will tell you that pizza has certainly lost its appeal. I don't even remember why I used to like it after I took one bite of it yesterday. I thought, oh, I don't, that's not even worth it. But it's not fair to those of us who work really hard and spend the time, energy, effort, and the financial resources to maintain health, then to be forced to buy insurance so that we can take care of people who don't take care of themselves. Now, you and I both know that some people are stricken with illnesses that have healthy lifestyle choices. I don't have any problem helping take care of those people. But I do have a huge problem of taking care of people who are self-abusive and continue in their self-abusive lifestyles. I don't see why I should take care of them. Many years ago, a student nurse was working with me, and they had an assignment to develop the ideal healthcare system in the country. And they said to me, what do you think that would look like? And I said, that would be a healthcare system that adequately educated its people in honest terms, not what is the prevailing thought of medicine of the day, but real, true science, not the appearance of good science that so many people want to quote to you when you go to their offices. Real, true science, time-tested and true, of ways to keep yourself healthy. And then I would monitor those people, and if they didn't use the tools that they were educated to use, I would cut them off from all health care benefits and make them pay for all the health care out of their pocket. I think that's a win-win. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. I love it. As a matter of fact, people who are not insured have to do that. People have to eat well, take care of themselves if they're not insured, or they pay. So I'm all for it, and that's pretty much what Nemenha allows us to do. If we have the right, if we have the ability to make the right choices and the discipline to eat right and to take vitamins and minerals and supplements and avoid bad behavior like smoking and drinking and, you know, all the things that shorten our lives, it makes a lot of sense for us to just opt out of the healthcare system by practicing our religious freedom to be with a church like Nemenha or an alternative to that. So I'm all for it. And that's kind of the way I live anyway. And I look at my health care premiums and I go, I've got to be absolutely out of my mind to pay these premiums.
To spend that kind of money when you're a healthy individual, right?
Well, okay,
if you had the option of putting those premiums away into an account that grew,
mm-hmm.
If at any point in time you had unforeseen adverse issue come up with, probably have saved a significant amount of money to finance your own health care expenditures.
Sure. Well,
but we're not allowed to do that.
Well, let's look at it this way. Dr. Penick, if the average family is spending $15,000 a year on health care, now whether that be through some employer assisted health care plan or they're paying it out of pocket, $15,000 today is not an unreasonable amount to be charged. I mean, it's highway robbery, but it's not unusual. It's unreasonable, but it's not unusual. $15,000 a year for health care. Now, in order to earn that much income, you'd have to, at a 50% tax rate, which is low, you'd have to earn $30,000 a year just to cover one item, health care.
Right.
One item. So now that, forget housing, you know, forget where you're going to live, forget clothing, forget electricity, forget the automobile and transportation and food and all that. Just $30,000 a year is what you'd have to earn in order to pay $15,000 a year to healthcare. It's out of control. Now, you're right. Imagine that you save that $15,000 a year and just put it into some kind of a safe investment vehicle. I'm not talking about stocks. I'm talking about something safe. Boy, you'd be way ahead, right? Way ahead.
You should be, absolutely.
And Mrs. Finelli was, back in the 1990s, we got our health insurance bill, and she called our insurance, it was the Farm Bureau at the time in Virginia. She called up our agent, she said, hey, what's with this? I mean, she was very polite about it. And she said, what's with this? And the insurance agent said, well, what we're doing is there are a lot of people who are obese and we have to fund their health care, and so your premium went up. And Mrs. Finelli said to our insurance agent, she said, Will, you know me. You've seen me. I am not obese. Now, why do I have to pay for these other people? And she was like furious, absolutely furious that she had to pay for others who are not making the right health choices. So it's coming out of our pocket. I mean, she was stomping around angry, and she was right.
Let's take a look at a way that we have been paying for other people's health care even before this travesty hit us. When a person shows up at a facility and requires care, they have no insurance. A bill may be sent to them, but if they don't have money, they don't have money, and the bill doesn't get paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So then when we have what has happened to us for years and years and years and years and years, the cost for services is then calculated to be well above the actual cost of the services to shift cost away from the people who can't pay for it and to charge us, who are insured, and our third-party payers, double and triple what the actual cost is, so that the event that a person who shows up who needs a certain service that we had can't pay, then we cover already the cost of one or two of those people already.
Dr. Julie Penick, hold that thought. I think we're talking about $15 Band-Aids and aspirins. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why you got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Julie Penix with us. PenixHealthcare.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one. We're talking about alternatives to Obamacare, the high cost of health insurance, which almost today, I guess, would be more like sickness insurance, where you are probably going to have a tough time getting health care. I know that a couple days ago, our son needed to see a health care practitioner in that through his insurance. So he went to the nurse practitioner. Dr. Julie Penick, you are private pay only, aren't you?
I am private pay only.
Yeah. So he went to his doctor of many years, and she said, okay, take this prescription. And he took it, and it didn't work, and he called back, and they said, well, you have to wait. And he was as sick as could be. And they said, we'll just have to wait 4 or 5 days and see what happens. So Mrs. Fennelly called the same doctor, and they said, oh, here, we'll give you a prescription, and we'll take care of it. What I'm saying is we're getting substandard care today. We're absolutely getting substandard care. So you were talking about the overcharges, for
right.
lack of a better word. So the $15 Band-Aids and the $15 aspirins, so we have these massive, massive overcharges by hospitals because they're trying to recoup from those who pay nothing or pay less than the amount
Correct.
Charged, right?
Right. And the other thing a lot of people don't know is discounts, huge discounts are given to insurance companies for providers mm-hmm. of service. So let's say you get a bill, and the bill is $20,000. That facility will have contracted with certain insurance companies to say, well, they're only going to pay 55 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have insurance, they're originally going to bill you that $20,000. And unless you know to negotiate that down, you're going to be stuck paying $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
several years ago, I had a son-in-law who was in an accident, and he had a $17,000-and-something bill. They didn't have health insurance, so I immediately offered a cash pay settlement at 50% of the billed price, and that was accepted at everybody involved with the exception of the anesthesia group. And I said, okay, well, if you don't want to accept that level of payment, then you can just put us on a monthly payment plan. They changed their mind and decided to accept 50 cents on the dollar cash right up front.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you offer when you offer a monthly payment plan, are you talking about, oh, let's say it's a $5,000 charge, just put us on the $25 a month plan? Is that is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. They're required to work with you and give you a payment plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25 sounds high. How about $8? $8 a month. I love it. And we when we go to the hospital group in Springfield, Missouri, because our deductible is so high, we just say, I tell you what, if we pay you cash right now, what will it be? And they immediately offer a 33%, 30% discount. I mean, that's the opening offer. Easily.
Right.
So
easily.
Well, and that's still pretty high, $170 for 15 minutes, right?
Well, I mean, which is why at my cash pay rate, people who had these Cadillac insurance plans and had $500 a year deductibles didn't realize how much their insurance company was being billed and paying out to their providers. When they were forced then into the $5,000, $6,000, and $10,000 a year deductibles, like you said, yours is now $7,500, and they came to see me and had to pay cash for my visit, they had cost the care at somebody else's office, and it had been in the neighborhood of $300 to $500. And so when they come to my office and they pay me $125 to $175 for an hour to an hour and a half of my time, I begin to look like a bargain, because they were paying $300 to $500 for a 15-minute visit.
Speaking of bargains, Dr. Julie Pennick will be back with us for the second hour. Dr. Pennick, are you going to still be in your car? Or are you going to?
No, I'm going to go find a land-based phone and get on it.
Okay, we'll contact with you right after these top of the hour commercial announcements and news. Dr. Julie Pennick's going to be with us on a landline. Please don't touch that dial.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.